Just like how the journey started, that's how we are starting today. Just the two of us. Welcome to the Jared Podcast. My name is Ben Psycho, and I'm here with this amazing...
Welcome. Sorry I cut you short.
I wanted to give you a nice intro.
Go on. I'm sorry.
This amazing, beautiful lady who's just lost in life supporting that team.
I don't know if this will go... Yeah, it will go up after we are the official champions of 2023 Formula One.
You know, you have potential to be a good person.
But you were
getting lost in between.
Don't worry, Ben. It would be boring if we were all Mercedes. It would have been boring.
Lewis Hamilton for the win. Lewis for everything.
Yeah. Actually, my jersey is from Jersey Kid Kenya. So if you're looking for one, please, in the description box, I will leave it.
Nice one. Now, stop playing games and buy the game. The Jared game is already in frame. And your life will never be the same.
Hey.
What a poetry, bana, you know?
The pre-order.
For real.
Yeah.
The Jared game is ready. And this is a compilation. This is all the questions and all the topics that we've covered from season one all the way to season four.
Yeah, it's a special, special labor of love that we've put together, the entire Jared team. Literally from the first conversation we had, season one, episode one, which was... On. Which was on transitions. So we have.
Of course, I have frozen.
Yeah, you know it's okay. Yeah. It's okay.
What was episode 7?
I think it was roles and expectations.
Into freeze. No, it wasn't.
Okay. Gender bias or something? I think so. Mm-hmm. But anyway, we've taken some of the best questions from all those conversations we've had from season one up until now. And we've been able to curate a really fun game. It's the festive season. We're getting into the festive season. Mm-hmm. So we'll be playing lots of games with our friends, with our families. And why not have the Jared game as part of that fun?
Yeah. I'm sure by January we'll be getting testimonials of families healing.
Because of the questions.
Because of how deep the questions are, you know?
Yes.
We are reuniting cousins and brothers and sisters and
it's beautiful
lovers and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Just by buying the Jared game.
And we'll have two versions of the game. So there will be the mini, call it a pocket version of the game. And there'll also be like the full experience of the game. The pre-order link is in the description box. So please make sure to place your order.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Special thanks to Game Night 254 for working with us on this journey. We are so excited to see what becomes of the Jared game.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Nice. Are you excited about today's episode?
I am. Because it's like, just the two of us.
I feel
us.
Like it's just like back in the beginning.
Yeah.
Nice one.
Are you feeling that?
Yeah, of course. Butterflies and all.
Go.
What's today's episode about?
Romance. We'll have a lot to talk about in this topic. Because we have changed, we have improved.
Taking the big one.
And we're definitely not the same people we were.
So today we're talking about romance. I'll do the first question. It's going to be a bit hard with that Red Bull jersey on. But I guess romance,
Ben,
is tension.
It's all lovely here.
Yeah.
Nothing.
I think at some point, Jared, we need a clipboard for such long questions.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
You good?
I'm okay. Let me read. Why are you asking me if I'm okay? Because I'm in English.
Back where to season one.
Where are we in Mshokodhi? Hiya. These are the most romantic songs below. These are the most romantic songs. Below are the lyrics. Can you complete the lyrics or do you know the artist?
But I'd be shocked you would know.
Some.
You're a lover boy.
You know, like Barak sometimes goes all the way to the 40s, man, or the 80s.
Sing.
I could spend my life in the sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I do not want to
lose this ever.
Even the Elvis Presley Alzheimer.
At even do?
Elvis Presley.
Oh, okay.
Now, like, you see now, like, for this one, I don't know. Do you guys know what song this is? I could spend my life in the sweet surrender. I could stay lost in this moment forever. Every moment spent with you is a moment I treasure. I don't want to... dash, dash, dash. I'm telling you, if I'm about
to... lose this forever.
The answer is lose it forever. I don't think so. Okay, let me search the lyrics.
Okay, you search.
People are not typing Yaraka.
The lyrics.
So you type 2 minutes so that at the same time. I could spend my life.
Wait. Let me get my Google.
That sometimes is quick in typing, right?
I could.
I could spend my life in the sweet surrender.
Spend my life.
I could stay lost in this moment forever.
In the sweet surrender.
Yes.
Oh, Aerosmith.
This is what?
Oh, I know this song. And I don't want to miss a thing, even when I close my eyes.
Hey, your time will ask is a bongo flavor and fire. Then I choke a kwenda home in a pee pee.
Move out the way.
Pee pee. Move out the way. Then I choke a kufoteza time.
That's what you were listening to. Oh, I know this song.
Oh, you know it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Even when I don't want to close my eyes.
When I see her face, there's not a single thing that I would change because you're amazing.
Just the way you are.
When I see your face.
Yeah, Bruno Mars.
There's not a thing that... Now you see, that's like I'm missing Bruno Mars. That's a good song. If I should stay, I'll be in your way. So I'll go. But I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And see, actually, that's they're like 1,000 eyes.
Abu,
that's even the image.
Abu, sing that first.
If I should stay, I will be on your way. I'll be on your way.
Yeah, I will always love you.
Yeah, see, so I've gotten 2 as well. See, kumbaya hivyo. We were just kids. I know this one. We were just kids when we fell in love. Not knowing what I was. I will not give you up this time. Darling, just keep me. Just kiss me slow. Your heart is all I want. And
I think maybe we should have melody, isn't it?
Hey, we should actually have melody. Nice to make my loyalty plays, man.
Dancing in the dark with you between my arms. Who's the artist?
Ed Sheeran.
Oh.
Listening to. Ah, yeah, okay. It's Adrian, right, Barack?
Perfect.
All is put underneath.
Yep.
Okay. My love for you will forever stay the same. Nikiwa kando yako, I am miles away. We'll be okay.
Mama.
And I'll promise that soon I'll be here Kinoti, to stay.
Nitangoja.
Yeah. Tishikane mkono. Okay, that's a good
one. Could really do Kenya 50. That's why we always win at Kenya 50.
But then we all, every time I'm with Wanjiru at Kenya 50, but we want them to play the game.
Okay, they're all game night 254 games. Okay. So.
I find myself inside of your arms again. What if I'm insane? Taking me for granted, I'll never come to forgive myself. I ain't trying to be
your ex.
Yeah. Hey. I know sometimes in love there can be pain, and even though we need a little break, I know that you'll come back to me and I know I'll come back to
Feel
you.
Feel my love, Sauti Soul.
Siponi penda ntapendo ananani.
You need to have me on your team. Guys, this is how you should be playing the droid game.
Aya. My hands.
Your ways. My heart.
It's my heart. Yeah. This is Brani. Brani Minor. Brani Minor. And
all right.
Kina Savara and Father
Mo. Oh, that was a fun game.
That was easy. I actually didn't think I'd ace it that much.
Yeah. All right. Do you think seeing your partner in an everyday light reduces romance?
No, I don't think it's...
Like seeing me every day, maybe.
Chuck Norris had disappeared in the horizon. Okay.
Do you think seeing me in an everyday light, like morning, groggy, bad hair, all those things. Like it reduces romance.
I don't think it reduces, it doesn't reduce my romance, to be honest. Sometimes I like that side. And I know it's not the same for you. Sometimes you like being polished more. But sometimes I prefer just the roughness, you know, just the rawness. Like, I'm jabrash meno. That's how I prefer. And I know you hate it.
It is castry.
So yeah, I like it like that. What about you?
I don't think it reduces like...
Reduce, but in a punguama.
Like, yeah, a little bit of...
Oh, really?
No.
Be honest.
But what is our definition of romance? Because I don't feel like I love you any less. I don't feel like I...
No, like romance. The tension, the passion.
I mean, if we could...
Polish up.
Take a shower, brush our teeth.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's too polished for me.
Yeah, you like it rough and raw. That's what makes us the perfect team.
Yeah. What team? Because we always have to brush and smell nice.
It's like you're taking out things. In your experience, do you think desire and romance go hand in hand?
Desire and romance. Oh, yeah. I don't think you can have romance if you don't desire somebody.
Mm-hmm.
It's impossible.
Do you desire me?
I do.
Okay.
Even with that red book, can you imagine? You know, sometimes I'm saying Marx, then I'm saying... So it's
like,
hard.
What's happening
it's
here?
It's hard to balance, you know? But desire and romance definitely go hand in hand. I don't think you can...
be able to romance that which you don't desire.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
I think so too. Desire attained is not at all desire. Do you agree with this statement?
Desire?
Attained is not at all desire.
Who said that?
I don't know, Max Verstappen.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Max didn't talk about girls at all. desire attained is not.
Do you think then after attaining or getting with your partner, it kills the desire and hence a little of the romance? Romance.
There's definitely adrenaline when you're chasing, when you're trying to.
Especially you. I feel like the chase really used to entice you and intrigue you.
It never used to for you.
It did. Okay. But I feel like you feed off, even like you naturally as a person away from your love life, you feed off an adrenaline. So whenever there is no adrenaline, you get so bored. You get so bored.
Yeah, that's true.
So I feel like, by the way, like Ben thrives off adrenaline. If you want to know Ben is bored, he'll yawn probably 20 times while talking to you.
Stop saying that, man.
Isn't it true?
It's true, but you don't have to tell them. Yeah.
So do you think then after attaining or getting with your partner, it kills the desire and hence a little of the romance?
I think it's something you have to re-energize every day. It's like, I feel like it goes like this.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, I feel like with love, you have to choose constantly.
Mm-hmm.
But desire and romance, those Can't ones go. Have to be activated.
Yeah.
They just don't come naturally. Sometimes this person is... You want to be with them, they're attracted to you, and then sometimes...
It dips.
You just want to be alone. And then you have... I feel like it's something you have to keep reigniting over and over again. Okay. Yeah.
But I don't think after I got with you, like, the desire died.
For you?
Mm-hmm.
And for me?
For you, did it die?
Of course it did not die.
You still desired me the same. Of course it wasn't in the same intensity as when it was during the chase period. But I feel like... We've had experiences that have caused the desire to go up. And of course, sometimes we've had low moments. And then, as you've said, like, you keep on reigniting it every day, every single day, every single day.
Oh, yeah. That's a machine that if not reignited, it will just die.
Yeah.
That's one of the things that can die even in a marriage.
Yeah.
Desire and romance. That they do die.
So you have to keep on reigniting.
It's like this plant here, you know. I've tried to reignite this plant.
How do you think you reignited for you in this marriage?
Good question. How do I?
Yeah, it's not a trick question, by the way. How do you reignite or try to reignite desire? Do you try to make yourself then desirable to me?
How do I try and make myself desirable to you? I think it's by improving... first of all, it's trying to cheer you up. Like, I really enjoy doing that, you know?
Making me giggle.
Yeah, I love doing that so much. I feel like people, you like being baby girl, you know? It's like you unapenda kukatiwa sana, you know. So every time I do that, it's like it keeps bringing me back to that moment again that we first started. So yeah, that's how I'd say. What about you?
How do I make myself desirable? Mm. I think physically, I really do try to make myself desirable. And also, I guess just doing the things that I know make you light up.
Like wearing a Red Bull shirt. Just continue.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Your turn. Okay.
Sometimes even poking you.
Because I'm telling you, adrenaline. You like adrenaline.
Not, believe it or not, it actually increases my desire.
Okay.
So sometimes it also gets me in trouble.
It's such a interesting conversation. Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because desire, romance.
Yeah, that's the joy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Get the game. How old were you when you first experienced romance?
Maybe.
Like this is like falling in love with somebody, right?
20? What is romance? I should Google that.
And this was romance with your books or like with an actual person?
With a person.
Mm-hmm.
Like you feel like somebody just really made you feel.
At 20?
Mm-hmm. 19, 20, I would say.
I'd say in high school. I'd say from 2, from 3.
Was it somebody who made you feel? A romance is a relationship between two people who are in love with each other. Oh, but are not, no.
What?
But are not married. Ah, but are not married, yeah, to each other. That's what Google is describing.
That's what romance
is. Mm. But here, romance refers to the actions and feelings of people who are in love, especially behavior that is very caring or affectionate. So for you, we'll go with that definition for this conversation. So for you, it's in high school.
In high school, yes, I had every time in high school, like I'd hit on a chick and like maybe we hit it off. I was a bit overbearing. Now looking back, I understand why maybe a couple of times I was dumped because I was looking forward to marriage, you know, like submission and all that stuff.
You're looking for submission
at no. At 16 is my biology.
But when was the first time you felt romanced as a guy?
From two.
Okay.
Yeah, from two.
Not you showing romance, but you receiving it.
Yes. Okay. Like feeling like this chick likes you.
Yeah.
Like you just fantasize. Okay. I mean, it explains my poor grades in form two. Form two, I really did badly. I was just fantasizing.
But it was a beautiful feeling. Like to be loved and cared for deeply.
Yeah, it was.
Okay.
And then at that age is when you're still trying to figure it out, like to understand. Well, the feelings came a bit earlier for me. Like noticing that you're attracted to chicks came way earlier. But you know, at that time now in primary, it's like they were so anti these things. It was such a religious setting. Like even you feeling, like I remember the first time I was attracted to a chick. This was like my class. I was still in primary. Man, that evening I repented before God. I told God forgive me for immorality. Like I thought like being attracted to women. Being attracted to women is just a bad sin, you know. And I remember praying against it for so long. God, I don't want to feel like this. I don't want to feel women, you know. Man, that was traumatizing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So what about you?
20. Mm-hmm. I think it was a relationship with a guy I was seeing at that time.
Mm.
And he just, especially the chase period, he made you feel like the luckiest, most loved girl in the world.
So what are some of the things he would do for you?
No, just like the sweet pamperings, the sweet nothings. Mm. I hadn't experienced that to that extent. So it was a new feeling, a new emotion. And it felt nice at that time.
Mm.
Safe to say the relationship broke down. But when it was good, it felt really nice.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Man, those are the days we do sweet nothings, man.
Like, yeah.
Just go to that chick's place, we sit outside and just talk. And that would make me feel so good.
What is the most romantic thing I have ever done for you?
There's so many. What's the most romantic thing you've ever done for me? Like, there's so much pressure. To be honest,
we've grown.
Oh, it's a lot of things. I'd look at them in seasons.
Mm-hmm.
So like when we first started dating Kitambo, you'd buy me a lot of nice teas from places that I thought like were too expensive. Now looking back, I'm like, it wasn't that. Ben, you're just not exposed to that side of life. I found that to be very, very cute. And you bought for me so many of those teas.
Consistently?
Yeah, a lot of. You'd like, every time you'd buy yours, you'd always remember mine. And sometimes you'd buy mine and forget yours. And this is a habit you have until today, even when you went to New York the other day. Like, you brought me two pairs of New Balance. You know, this is for everyone who keeps asking me where I got them. They came from New York. You bought me New Balances. I don't even think you had enough time to buy stuff for yourself, you know? But you still had time to buy for me.
You're blushing.
That was very selfish. I am, actually, because that's very cute, you know? So there's that. Of course, when you said yes. What else? What's another romantic thing that
I want to hear out of them. I want to sit in those flowers.
Like, I see how sometimes when, like, I complain about something in the house, you always make sure it's no longer there. For example, when you're eating food and I say, I really don't enjoy this black pepper. And I'm just saying it subconsciously. You'll follow up next time and ensure that there's no black pepper in that food, you know? Without even telling me, you know? I find that to be so cute and so loving.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the most romantic thing I've ever done for you?
How you proposed when we were getting engaged. Because I had planned my entire engagement and I was on top of everything, but he was still able to surprise me in the sweetest way. Surprise me, not surprise me. I think from the season we have been from, we're still going through, I don't know what is going on. I don't know if we're still in it, if we're still out, I don't know. I felt the most cared for every single day. You put yourself aside and you take care of me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. That was sweet. That was very sweet. What's the other question?
You're feeling emotional. Make me feel like crying.
Have you ever done or received any of these? Have you ever received love notes?
Yeah, from you. My birthday 2018.
I actually wrote you a letter.
He couldn't be able to take me out. Because music is the best thing that ever happened to us. New song out, Tosheka. Anyway, that song is really good. Tosheka is out. But I think you were trying to figure out yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And so for the life of you, you couldn't master a few coins. And you wrote me the sweetest. I think I still have that letter.
Where is it?
Is it in our house? I think so. Where I left it.
I have received love notes. I've also given out love notes. Poems.
I have.
Let me tell you. If there's something I've never fully understood, it's poems. Like, I'm being honest. You know?
Like what?
Like, every time, like, somebody would write for me a poem, I'd take a bit more time to understand, you know, what they're saying.
You would just be fascinated by the lyrical geniusness. Wow, umsinim deep.
Okay, so rap is different, you know, poetry. Poetry is still nice. You also loved poems.
Mm-hmm.
There was a time you wrote me a poem, I don't know if you remember. You did.
Mm-hmm. When we were young and in love.
And had a lot of time. Ungefiria about vibwagizos and all that stuff. Candlelit dinner. Yes.
I have.
We've
had those, a lot of those.
Scrapbook?
No.
What scrapbook?
Like someone just... Well, I didn't have a scrapbook where somebody just puts together like memories and collect... Yeah. Puts them together and then hands it to you. So I didn't get that, but I think my proposal was an example of a scrapbook.
Oh, yeah,
yeah, because he printed like pictures of our journey and just put them together.
Yeah, that's okay.
Yeah, so I have received a scrapbook.
Casanova, we have a bouquet of roses filled the room.
No.
Filled the room? That's not unless you're talking about a greenhouse.
I want that actually at some point.
I'll take you to a greenhouse. Rank this in order of the most romantic to least romantic. So what's the most romantic in all this? For me, it's definitely candlelit dinner. Then number two...
Okay, that's basic, but okay. Mm-hmm.
Love notes.
Mm-hmm. But you don't keep them or you remember them?
No. I'd see candlelit dinner and scrapbook.
So you do.
I've never received scrapbook. I'd love to receive scrapbook. It looks like a good idea.
It feels nice, let me tell you that for sure. It feels nice.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The thought process.
Other would be clothes. Clothes is always a good gift, a romantic gift to get. There are a certain pair of shoes that I'm excited that you'll be getting them for me. But for me, I really enjoyed the scrapbook or our version of a scrapbook.
Cologne. Other.
Anything material.
Anything
material that makes me look nice, feel nice, give it to me. Scrapbook. I would like to experience a bouquet of roses, but I'm not too hell-bent on that. Because where will I take them after?
Keep them.
Yeah, maybe not. So scrapbook, candlelit dinner is nice. Love notes are nice also, but I don't think I'll be getting them from this partner anytime soon. So we can say scrapbook, candlelit dinner.
Okay, yeah. So we both want scrapbooks.
So rock, paper, scissors, who's getting it for Christmas?
In experience and imagination, why do you think romance dies or fades? I think it's the lack of ignition. Romance takes a lot, takes effort.
Hey, Dr. Phil, come on.
Romance takes effort, you know, and it takes effort. So I'd say if it's not activated that way.
It's really just like this plant that I'm trying to revive here. But they have really been trying to feed this plant. I've done everything I could.
Still
me.
Dying. It's dead. Like, I wish you would see it. It's
We've
dead.
We've killed
dead,
a plant,
you know?
Guys.
Like, oh, no, the other, 1, 2, 3.
We've killed a plant. A plant.
You killed how many? You're like a serial killer in the botanical world.
In the botanical. Yeah, I have killed
plants. Have your pictures, you know, wanted.
I think because of that also, effort, lack of effort.
Can it just die? Can you just lose it? Like, can you still put effort na bado hawi party?
Eh, kama niwa William Naitaka, I don't think. But come on, say I may lose interest. I think Ineza die. Ineza die.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, it's your turn.
When it's just us two, we're moving haraka.
Yeah, we're moving. Good time.
That's why you missed us, eh? All right. What is the most romantic movie scene of all time, in your opinion? Ben, let's go there. And why? And all you've been watching is F1 and Lewis at P13, P14.
Man, these questions about movies.
That could also be a romantic scene when Lewis gets to podium.
That's impossible in the modern times. Most romantic video scene.
Movie scene.
You share first and then I've been watching The Godfather. I don't even watch a lot of romantic movies.
And I keep telling you we watch.
And
you want to watch Our Life in the Planet. How fish survive under sea.
Oh my God. I don't like the troll. What about you?
I think any like 90s movie with like rain scenes are really nice. Like Bridget Jones. I don't think it was raining, but I think it was snowing or something.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He came and knocked on the door.
I remember the scene. It's also a 90s movie.
Tell me.
An 2000s mm-hmm. movie. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to explain this chick. I just know she's blonde. That's where it ends. By the way, I don't remember anything past that. But I'll get it. And then okay. I'll post it on my Instagram.
That's okay.
So you've also not given us a specific movie scene.
Bridget Jones.
Which scene?
There's a scene towards the end where Bridget is running after Darcy with like her knickers. And then like, I think that's what I remember, but I think it's among the last scenes. I really enjoy Bridget Jones. Can we watch it with you? At least you'll have a romantic movie. You know, even the one we did with Jules will go afloat too.
Got wapo guy. Hizo movies wazungu kwa poa.
What is the most romantic lyric of all time?
Siponi penda ntapendwa na nani. Okay. There's that, of course, there's that. I'm trying to think.
I think for me, it was "I promise to love you forever, amen."
But Ben Psycho.
There's that. There's I've been obsessed with whoever's, the greatest romantic lyric of all time. I don't know if it's of all time. Mm. Then I've also been obsessed with Bien's This True Love song. I think especially the chorus has some deep words there. Mm-hmm.
To be honest, it's the song by Perfect Bitch. This
one, okay, that's a good one. This one that we were listening to this other morning. Shania Twain.
Moving you for
looks like we made it. That whole song.
Oh, look how far we've gone to.
That whole song.
Oh, that for... I really like that one for... It was Shania Twain.
And the letter.
Whew. Uyo. It really reminds me of how far we've come, like, together. Genuinely, yeah. Like, we've come from really far. And, you know, those lyrics, you know, looks like we made it.
That's the only question.
Look how far we've come, my baby.
Yeah, that's why we
might
like that song.
The wrong way.
The long way.
Did you miss them?
They're wrong. But it's...
And then now it means something totally different. Like, I'm really missing this, you know?
But be who you are.
Like, if you want to watch this episode, well, just make sure, like, you have ambience in your house, you know? So that I butcher it even better. Yeah. What about your favorite lyric?
No, I think that because...
You can't use mine.
No,
plus,
for
you know
real.
A lot of lyrics.
He was coming. No, I think I like that song because it reminds me a lot of where we've come from. And like, okay. We've come this far.
The only one I read.
I hope we'll be singing it even when we're old.
The one I long for. Okay. What's the difference between love and romance?
Go there, Dr. Phil.
You tell us. You're the one who prides herself in English. You read a lot of books.
I actually don't know the difference. Is there a difference? You go.
That's the problem of reading comics.
I don't want to sound fake deep.
Super,
you know, those people who just try to explain things and they circumvent things. I really just don't know the difference.
I think how I say it is that love is a choice like you make, but romance is that tension that exists between the two of you.
Isn't that desire?
And the passion and desire.
Isn't that desire?
So I think desire is a subcompact of romance. What are you laughing? That it's wrong? You feel I'm carrying people for idiots?
Yeah.
I'm not carrying people for idiots.
No, but what do you mean subcompact?
Like it's in that, it's like in the same school or
but
in the same...
Haven't we just said like romance is also a choice?
Because
you choose like every day I'm going to wake up and I'm going to reignite this.
Romance is a feeling. Romance is not a choice. Love is the choice. Romance has you. It has to. It's a feeling that has to be activated. Just check the difference between.
What do you guys think the difference is
between love and
romance?
Romance seems obvious, but it's a bit tricky.
All right.
One day we'll have Barak here also. I'll like answer some of
difference. Oh, it's actually here.
In the same gutsy.
They both stem from enjoying the presence of someone. However, love is a strong emotion and creates a strong bond between the lover and the beloved.
Mm-hmm.
Involves commitment, selflessness, etc. Whereas romance is more about showing your love through giving gifts, buying them flowers, cuddling. So romance is like a way of showing love.
So does your... You have you to call it dictionary of Kenya.
Yeah, so that's what they're saying is the difference.
Okay, so I guess then romance is a form of showing love.
Yeah.
Hence why I said it requires effort. It's your turn.
Oh, okay. You picked another one?
I have not opened.
Okay. Still in your experience, what components do you think need to come together for you to be romantic? To be attracted to whoever you want to romance?
Number one is that you need their person. You know the thing of self-love? I don't think self-romance. Is self-romance a thing?
I don't know. You can romance yourself.
I don't think that's a thing. So you need a person.
Mm-hmm. I think you need to be attracted to that person.
You need to be
attracted.
Yeah, you need to be attracted to them. There has to be a sense of passion between the two of you and desire. And it's a commitment to make the move.
Mm.
Yeah.
I think attraction, A, desire, like in all aspects. Mm. Money? No.
You are not joking. Oh, I know you.
No romance with no finance. No. But resources, time.
You're trying to be courteous.
Time, money, okay. Effort.
So this one is, this is a bit long. So in your experience, do you think women are romantic or can be romantic?
I think they can. You've just explained how I'm romantic towards you.
Yeah.
How I show you romance.
Yeah, you're very romantic.
Yeah.
Growing up, did you think that women are meant to be romantic? Nope. I always thought it's the guys who are supposed to be romantic.
I think it definitely was drilled that men are more, are the ones who are meant to be the ones romancing the woman. Mm-hmm. But I think I had to...
balance.
Yeah.
I know that you can also give romance.
Mm-hmm. Ben asks so for it sometimes,
call,
yeah.
Is that what we call advantages of feminism? Don't come for me, guys. It's a joke. In your experience, do you think men respond to romance?
Oh, yeah. I think you feel more loved. You feel more cared for, especially.
Yeah.
Like, you feel very cared for. Like, I mean, you're... it's weird.
What do you mean weird?
No, like, how to see how, like, doing small... things for you that you consider romance for you, like, yeah, they make you feel
like I become soft.
Yeah,
I become vulnerable. Yeah.
Like, if I really just want to get something out of Ben,
yeah,
I like it's really the cutest thing to see.
Yeah, that's a vulnerable moment for me.
Yeah, no? You're like a sweetheart.
It's you. Then the last one.
Really skimming through these questions, love it. Are for we? Us. No. Do you think you're the most romantic partner your partner has ever had?
Oh, definitely, hands down, by far. Like, the bar was too low. I didn't need to do much.
I think I was. I am as well. Maybe also because of the time we've been together for so long. So we've had time to
But even before you, I'd promise you, and the bar was too low.
Yeah.
The bar was nowhere here.
Yes.
It was nowhere near 50% of where you've put it.
Do you think you're as romantic as you possibly could be? I don't think. I think sometimes I could show romance. You know, there's a way you receive it and the way I would like to show you. Sometimes I find that I would want to do more of how I show it also, so that I could expose you to this other side as well. It can be this romantic... gestures could also be so nice.
I think I've come from far.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you have.
I think I had that central Kenya gene. There's a specific gene doctors talk about. Eh? It's only found in men from central.
From Muranga.
Especially Muranga, you know?
Yeah, it was deep.
I've really had to learn that you can be very soft and romantic towards a girl, romanticize, go the extra mile, make her smile, you know? Guys from CIA don't struggle with such things. I'm not the best version. I know I should do better, but I've come a long way.
I think you have.
Yeah.
I think. Let me give you your flowers.
Yeah. I think for you, I don't know. I feel like it's a bit more natural for you.
It is.
Where did you pick it up from?
I don't know. Maybe because I'm a female. Like, it's just, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. But I think you have come a long way for sure.
Mm. Right come a wrong way.
We, you're not right where we want you to be, but we're not where we were in season one. So like we are cruising nicely. Oh, I think, but I've also had to change my perception of how you show romance. Like for me, I had a very strict way of like, if it's not like this, Ben is not a romantic guy.
So you're saying you had to change to move the goalpost so that this person can score a goal. It's like all of them are offside. So what are we gonna do?
No, I think I was too bent on my ways.
Mm.
I was too stuck on my ways, and I think that frustrated you because you couldn't keep up.
Mm.
But once I started to see this other side and like take it for what it was, it becomes very, very beautiful. And it's not a settling kind of thing because you also try in your own way.
Mm. Okay, because I feel like when we started dating. When I started dating you, you told me you were looking for a guy who would go out for plays, drink coffee, wear a sweater like this. But at least I'm doing the sweater thing. Nowhere, baby. We're certain.
Yeah, do please, poems. We'll never do that.
Do
with
poems.
You. Poems, you know? We'll never do that with you.
No, I am.
Would you ever go for a poetry show?
Yeah, I'd actually go for a poetry show. I can't go for a poetry show. There's nothing for you I can say no. Because for this romance to flow, I know I have to grow. Tabuskia, tell me. You tell me, and that's something I've just created right now. This is the final question of the day. What in your relationship experience is different between a date and a romantic date?
Okay, first, physically, I feel like romantic at night. Mm-hmm. A date during the day, at night it feels romantic. The place as well. Like if you're talking practicalities, the place also. So there are a couple of spots. If I know we go with Ben, this is a romantic date.
Oh, yeah.
If you go to this place, I know it's just maongeo or two.
Yeah. small biting.
I feel also the dressing up as well, like, you know, look nice.
I think the topic of conversation, if we're just going to talk about like normal things, that's okay. But I feel like our dates sometimes have a bit more, have some rules, like you can't be on your phone. Then we have to do this stock taking. Are you happy? Are you? And then we also have our restaurant that we really like going. And I also like it because it never, well, it's it has private. A lot of people, but yeah. it has a lot of privacy to it, you know? So those are two differences that I pick. Mm. The conversation, of course, the restaurant. What else? I also feel like for the romantic date, we plan about it. We say that on this day, we are going to go here. The other normal dates, just like to make sure about restaurants.
Yeah.
So kule, matumbo.
I agree with you. Yeah.
That was a good episode.
So when is our next romantic date?
When are you free? Pick you up.
I'll come with Red Bull, you come with Mercedes.
That's how umekuja kuharibu. Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching this episode. This has been a romance. An amazing, amazing episode. I wish I would have worn red just to be dramatic.
Yeah.
But let me remind you that you can play this game as well with your person by just simply getting the Jared game. And you can pre-order on the link in the description box below.
Yeah. So thank you guys so much for watching. Enjoy the game that you're going to pre-order. And we'll see you guys in the next one.
Adios.